think about the play today?
What I think about the play is, I really like the play. And the play had action, and I liked how they can switch characters. But what I mostly wanted was about more people, so there can, to have the brother not having to change to the father. Like, there can be, I don't know how many people's in that family, but however people is in that family, we can have everybody that was in the book and in the act, and everybody that was supposed to be in act in the play, I believe, should have probably have all the people of that. We should have that many people in the play that was in the book, so we don't have to have the people just keep switching the other characters over and over again, so it won't have to be so hard for them just to switch. And like there was things already set up, and like the doctors was already set up for them, and like other rooms, like they put a pretend wall and they just go around and they'll be right at that area. And as soon as they're right at that area, there would be already a bed right there, and already a shaded area like the umbrella that she had over her head, like already one of those things over her head, already there. And also, what I think about it was pretty cool that that man just pulled out two pieces of paper, and one crane was one of those papers were all made already made into a crane. And also, when he pulled out those two pieces of paper, he pretended like he was folding one of them. And as soon as he was pretending to fold one of them, he went pretty quick of pretending to fold. And he just held up another one that was gold, just like the other piece of paper that was gold. And as soon as it was just like that, I thought it was mostly very cool. And there's another boy in our classroom named Eduardo. He's like, man, he folded the piece of paper very fast. And I told him that it was just two pieces of paper that he pulled out of his back pocket. And he just pulled two pieces of paper because I saw him just going da-da-da-da-da, and then finally pulled up a different one, and I still saw a gold piece of paper on the table right there, and I knew it was just two pieces of paper because the crane could have been just like this, folded in his back pocket. So, and it's pretty weird that you can have it like that and still have it about very neatly.
So did you think that the actress did a good job, though?
Yeah, I loved the actors. I liked how they pretended like the people were just pretending like they were jogging. And only if they could do the play outside so they can, like, and have a big long so they can, like, really run.
Yeah.
And they can still do this and pretend that they're running, and they still let the little one run and let them do that. And because I bet there was more runners than just three runners. I bet there was more than three runners. So I bet there could have been more people for the runners too. And if there was more people for the runners too, then it could have been a little, and a whole bunch of people doing the play, and it could have been a lot more interesting with the play with more actors.
So, what class would you be in if the play weren't going on? Are you getting out of going to one class maybe you don't like or something?
No, I'm not going to this one class that I don't like or nothing. I'm just in a regular class, a fourth grade class.
Okay.
Just a regular classroom, and I really like my teacher.
And who's your teacher?
Mrs. McPike.
Okay. What do you like about her?
Well, what I like about her is she's very nice and she explains things more better. And it sometimes gets a bit boring, but as soon as it gets a bit boring, it gets more interesting and more fun.
Okay. So did you, I hear you say earlier that you read the book about, that the play was based on?
Yes.
And what did you think about the book?
Well, liked about the book is she kind of used one hand to hold the book and used the other hand just to, like, act it out and, like, reading and show us what they were, like, doing a little bit. And it was pretty cool just to see how it was. And I really loved it.
So tell me about these cranes. You think you're getting pretty good at them? I mean,
yeah, actually,
this one right here looks pretty good.
Good. Yeah, except this one has a little neck.
Huh. Better than what I could do.
Yeah, one of the wings just stopped the neck from going up some more, and that's only as high as I could put the neck.
Yeah, so tell me about the wishes on the cranes.
Well, one of my wishes was to get better at making these cranes, so I don't have to have these crumbled up tails and crumbled heads.
So tell me about the wishes for peace. Can you just kind of explain that a little bit?
I have a wish for peace, for no war, because this war started when Abraham Lincoln, like, got killed somewhere around, like, that time. Maybe war was still going on since he was like that, but war started around when he was born. And also, I wish there was no war, because if the war still kept going on, a lot of other people in the army would get killed. And I heard of a soldier that had his leg blown off when he didn't see a landmine. His leg's been blown off, and he had surgery on that one. So I wish there was no war.